This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally. Toll free at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on a Thursday. Let's thank our sponsors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Big Deals, save money right now, and 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor, Verick's Fine Jewelry, Blevins Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, plus Welty Custom Exteriors, and our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, always made possible by Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Ye Olde Spirit Shop, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market. Let's see, I lost my spot. Blackhawk Winery, Probyte Computers, 51 West Event Center, Minute Print It, BCS Michigan Town, Kenda Funeral Home, plus all BQs in Flora. I'm Kevin Keith with a full house this morning. Bill Gann and Melissa Miller joining me right here in the studio. Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
Bill, you've got coffee, man. So you found the coffee.
Yeah, definitely okay. Have to have the coffee.
Okay, good deal.
I don't know whether he's got coffee or if he's got creamer with coffee.
Oh, no, Ivy's back on that.
Did you
that.
Add some coffee
that
to get, your
that
creamer?
That got way out of hand for a couple
you,
of years.
As I say, there for a while, it was more like
it's
you
probably
were
probably 70-30.
It was more like hot chocolate. Than
as I get older, I find I like the coffee taste better.
Or the need for it.
Wakes you up. Yes.
Full program for you, including a couple phone guests this first half hour. And then we'll talk to Todd Corey with USB. Plenty of questions for him, too, coming up at 9 o'clock. We're going to do the weather forecast, and first, we'll do this.
Weather, how's about the weather? What's the weather going to be today?
Do you think it's going to snow?
How the dickens do I know?
Do you think it's going to rain?
Stop your driving me insane.
Will it rain? Will it snow? Oh, weather, weather, how's about the weather? What's the weather going to be today?
Well, if you step outside, we can tell you the Skywatch weather forecast is much cooler than it was the last couple days. You're liking that, aren't you,
Bill? This is the greatest
Me
day
too.
Ever.
Me too. I know. I feel
it.
The same way.
I love this kind of weather.
I do, too.
Now, Larry, on the other hand, he grabbed the long sleeves and a pair of jeans this morning. So.
Oh. What
did, so or no, he, actually, he didn't grab jeans. I'm sorry. He has therapy this morning, so okay. He does have shorts on. But, yeah, the long sleeves came out.
I was going to say he didn't put on his long underwear, right?
The no,
long
not Johns yet.
Okay. Or the,
not
or the
yet.
Leather chaps from summertime.
No.
He was looking at the forecast last night, and he goes, oh, it's really not going to get that cold, is it? And I said, look at the forecast.
Tonight it's going to get cold.
Yeah, exactly.
Mostly sunny in the Skywatch weather forecast for the first day of fall, and it's a high at 65 only today. Mostly clear tonight, low down to 41, as we said. High at 64 tomorrow with increasing clouds, and tomorrow night, cloudy. Football Friday night, low 52. And sunny on Saturday with a high 73. 70 on Sunday, and to start the work week on Monday, mostly sunny with a high 66. It's staying at those fall temperatures. Yeah, wow. It's 55 now at your official weather station, WILO. As we said, a couple phone guests this morning, including a fellow we talked to last week. We've already got him on the line. It's Rodrigo Cotello with RC Trio. Rodrigo, thanks for the phone call this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Yeah, welcome back. I wanted to give you one more chance to invite everyone, if you would, to the big release party for the RC Trio CD coming up Friday night at Vintage Cafe. What do you guys have planned starting at 5 o'clock?
Well, it's going to be a celebration, and mostly we want to kick off a season, hopefully, of live music in Frankfurt for both the fall and winter. But Vintage Cafe, for those of you that know it, they serve some of the best diner food, you know, in the county. And their actual place is amazing. The venue's full of rock and roll memorabilia, and it's just fitting that we would just, you know, do the party over there. Mm-hmm. So it is, you know, no cover charge. All ages are welcome, and we're going to start music at 5 p.m., so it's an early show. You don't have to, like, rush, and you can come have dinner, and we're going to be there up until 8 p.m. The show is going to be started by the amazing Luna World Cast. So they're going to play, they're going to kickstart, and then we're going to play the actual, you know, CD. We're going to have merch. We're going to be giving some giveaways. for the audience, and we always try to make it interactive. So we look forward to, you know, seeing everybody there.
Very good. I had a chance to listen to your CD a couple weeks ago when you'd brought some in or mailed them to me, and we've been giving some away the last couple days here on the air. I wasn't aware until you came in, Rodrigo, that most of it was instrumental, if you will, no vocals. But you guys, I really enjoyed it. I'm not the biggest instrumental music fan, but you guys can jam pretty well together for three of you.
Well, that is more or less what we were aspiring for. This CD specifically, you know, I'm trying to look for all Frankfurt history books and records, and I believe is the very first one recorded live.
I would have to agree with that. That was recorded about a year ago, a little over a year ago. I think it was August of 2021 at Creekside, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Mm-hmm. So that's a little bit of, you know, the badge of being the first. So, you know, we are growing and evolving, and Frankfurt is beautiful. So this is a little bit of a homage, you know, to our beautiful town.
Well, that's awesome, and we wish you the best of luck tomorrow night, and I look forward to seeing you out and about, you and the RC Trio here over the next couple months. I like your attitude with live music in the fall and winter.
Let's make it happen. Thank you so much for having me, and again, tomorrow at Vintage Cafe, 5 p.m., we look forward to seeing everybody there.
We'll see you there, Rodrigo.
All right. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Thank you very much. Bill, as you have been out with your band, Mucklow, you and Michael Hall, and you've helped with some other bands and played around and jammed and stuff.
Yeah.
You ran across Rodrigo?
Yeah, I was going to kind of say something, but you were kind of wrapping it up.
Yeah, he had a dental appointment.
He had a dental appointment?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow. What a musician. He's up early and going to the dentist and everything. That's fantastic. I think he was at our show last Friday. I talked to Mike on the way home, and he said that Rodrigo was there, but I guess I didn't. I've never met him before, I guess. So
he's very supportive of local music.
Yeah.
And so, we love it. I tell you what, he and I hit it off good. He came in last week and we had a good time here on the Party Line program. So
yeah. And Luna Worldcast, we played our show with them last Friday.
Yeah.
And they're signed to the Megafauna Records label here in Frankfurt. So yeah. Good people.
Awesome. I love it.
And she told me a fantastic story about Bon Jovi. I don't know if I'll tell you off air, and then you can tell me if I can tell it on air sometime.
Okay, that's fair. Okay. I appreciate that.
All right. Yeah.
So that's RC Trio. Rodrigo will be having the release party tomorrow night, and Todd Berryman's giving you a chance to win those the last couple of days. And our winner this morning was Cindy Slavin from Wesley Manor. And Cindy is in her early 70s, I think, we'll just say.
Okay.
But she told Todd, and Todd passed along to me, that she loves Wilo. She listens every morning. Her husband was an old hippie who liked Pink Floyd, and she kind of fits right in.
Well, then she'll probably enjoy the show and the CD and all.
Yeah.
Hey, my mom was in her 80s, and she could sing the whole album to Back in Black.
Yeah,
AC/DC,
you told me. Your mom was a monster AC/DC fan.
Wow.
Yeah. So, hey.
Yeah.
Age has nothing to
that's
do
right.
with
that.
That's right. 60s the new 20 or something.
Generation, right. Something like that. Yeah,
that's right.
Our second phone, did they hang up on me, Ken, or did you hang up on them? They're gone. Okay. I'm expecting a call from Tina Tague. And Tina is in charge of the Cutler Festival coming up this weekend. And we wanted to give her a chance to tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Tina Tague telling.
Carroll County's got a lot going on this weekend.
It's a tongue-tied.
Yeah.
Tina Tague.
Yeah, you've got Cutler going on, and you've got Flora going on this weekend.
Yeah, I've got the Flora information right here, as they're celebrating 150 years, I guess, in existence.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ken Hartman. So we do have Tina here. Tina's in Cutler, in the Cutler area, going to tell us about the Cutler Festival. Tina, thanks for your phone call this morning.
Well, thank you for talking to me.
Absolutely.
I'm kind of excited. We are doing our festival this weekend, Cutler Small Shop Celebration. It's going to be this weekend, the 24th, starts at 10, goes till 5. We're in downtown Cutler. If you need a GPS address, it's 99 East 485 South. A little bit about our festival. We're going to have approximately 40 to 45 booths. Several of the local artisans will be there, handmade crafts, home-baked items, antiques. There's just so much to offer. In our little town, We have this cute little general store that's going to be open for people to be able to go in and look around and purchase antiques if they'd like. We do have a local village blacksmith. He's going to be working live, so you can watch him in action. We do also have a cornhole tournament that goes on. If you're going to participate in that, we do ask that you come in and sign in by 10 o'clock. We're going to have biscuits and gravy available for breakfast. Our Cutler Kitchen's going to be open, serving lunch. We've got live music, just so much entertainment, so much fun.
And you're squeezing it all into one day?
Yeah, all of that is in one day. We do it every month. Typically, we do this the last Saturday of every month, all the way through October. The only exceptions are our December and our November events. Those are our Christmas specials. We're going to do this year, it's going to be November 12th and December 3rd, also from 10 to 5. We're going to have Santa come and visit on those dates. And then, it is cold, so we move the inside cold ones.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a great big building that we have those in. So
you guys do this every year throughout the summer and early fall then, don't you?
We do.
Okay.
We're actually just started this year doing it year-round.
Okay.
But like I said, when it's cold, we just move inside the building.
And Cutler is technically in Carroll County, if I'm not mistaken, right?
That is right.
Okay.
It's about 4 miles off of 26 on 75.
Okay. Yeah, just keep going a little north of Rossville there, and you'll be there for no time.
Yeah, it doesn't take very long to get there at all.
Very good. So when does everything start then, Tina? Early Saturday morning?
Early Saturday morning. You'll have a lot of activity going on throughout the morning, but the event actually officially starts at 10, goes all the way through until 5.
All right. Well, you said this will be your last one this year or you'll have one more next month then?
We're going to have October as well. And then when we kick into November and December, they're going to be more of a Christmassy theme.
Okay.
And we will have those. They just are not going to be the last Saturday of the month. It's going to be November 12th and December 3rd.
All right. Maybe we can talk to you a little closer to those times, too, and see how you guys are doing for Christmas.
That would be wonderful.
Do you have it? Do you allow people to just come set up, like if they have homemade goods? Maybe they bake bread or make bracelets or something?
Set up, we do. We do allow that. I would ask them to call me or talk to me so that we can get them appropriated in a place. My name's Tina, and they could call me at 586-1451, and it is a 765 area code.
Very good. Well, Tina, thanks for your time this morning, and best of luck this weekend, and I might try to get up there.
Thank you. We look forward to seeing you.
All right. We'll talk to you real soon, if nothing else, in a month or so, and we'll figure it out, all right?
Sounds great. Thanks for your time. Have a great day.
You too. Tina Tagg, what was that on the phone there at the end? I don't know.
I don't know, something wild there.
Like a scanner or something.
Cutler. So the Cutler, what's the name of it? Cutler Fest?
Yeah, the festival.
Cutler Festival.
They do it once a month.
Monthly?
Yeah. Kind of like Kirkland does their, the second or third Saturday or whatever.
They do a six-pack out there.
Yeah.
So this is just a downtown Cutler?
Downtown, yeah.
The metropolitan area.
The metro area, yeah.
And look out on the weekends and be careful out there. I know they got that big project on the outer loop that goes around there. A lot going on there in Cutler, so parking is going to be limited, and be safe too, in a large city like Cutler. You just always want to be aware.
There's a couple cornfields just east on 500 south.
Your biggest traffic issue is going to be a combine.
That's right,
because people are
Cutler
in the
metropolitan
right now.
Area
so but Cutler is a nice little town. So
yes.
It's a very kind of, I want to say, old-fashioned antique town.
Mm-hmm.
And like she said, there is a general store there that is really cool. You would love it because you love history and stuff. You would really love going in and seeing that general store.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. I drove through Cutler one time. I forget why, but I didn't stop.
Used to have a Cutler address, Kevin.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Oh, wow.
Well, see, you can go to Cutler. You can enjoy that. And then you can go on down the road a little farther and enjoy the 150th of Flora. So
I know. I was looking at
their
events.
Down the road from each other.
Yeah, it literally is.
Yeah.
Same county there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Florida's having their 150th celebration, and we've talked about it a couple days here on Party Line. One thing I thought was cool is they're having a Johnny Cash tribute artist on Saturday at noon. And Gary Phelps, kind of a regional guy, I guess. He'll be on the stage at noon. And then Brother of the Brush contest. I don't know what that is, but it's a contest they're having at 1:45.
Just call us up.
Oh, it's sponsored by Holly's Haircut and the Flora Lions Club. So it must be the brush hair.
Oh,
get it?
Oh, okay.
The brush.
Yeah, so some sort of a haircutting competition.
I think it's going to be more like beard.
Yeah.
Oh, beard
contest. After that is the mullet contest.
Yeah. Mullet competition.
Yeah.
A lot of hair out there.
That's right.
Because a lot of people, when they say brush, they're referring to facial hair. So.
Oh, okay. Like you brush your beard. Or,
yeah. Well,
okay.
You comb just your have goatee. A lot. You just have a big beard.
Like ZZ Top or something.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Well, DJ Zach is going to take care of things 11 to 4. I need to meet Zach.
DJ Zach?
That's what it says right here. Noon to 8 is the Beer and Wine Tent by Taze Brewery. And then right below that, they have free fun for kids of all ages.
At the brewery?
Yeah, yes.
Free mini shots.
Yeah, they've got a kids area.
Children, and, you call yes. it. All yeah, night. $1.50. Well drinks. 75
Carol cents. FFA is going to be out there with a petting zoo.
Yeah, they are. You're right.
Farm, you know, basically a young McDonald's farm.
Yeah. So they got a lot for the kids here. They've got the Kids Game Zone, Cakewalk, Petting Zoo, FFA, Wrangler and Friends Horse Rides, Oxen Team, and Cart Rides, led by John and Sarah Flora.
Yep.
Portrayed by Mark and Monica Hufford. So thank you, Mark and Monica, for donating your time. And All Aboard for Art, it's a Make It and Take It tent. And then face painting and caricature artists. And, Bill, we were talking the other day, Melissa, and I thought it'd be cool to go up there and get a caricature of all the staff.
Yeah,
you know?
Oh,
there
you go. All the staff. And if we can't get the staff to go, we'll take pictures.
You know, I like this idea. Maybe we could trade it out with Dan Alexander.
Or you could invite that caricature artist
just to come down to Party Line.
On Party Line live
to
make caricatures.
I need to get a hold of him.
See what I mean?
I'm going to do it live on TV.
Yeah, we could do it on Hoosier
Land. Hey, I will say this.
I like that idea.
I'm never going to forget, and that's why, but I just want to say this, that they could be at this Cutler Fest reading phone books out loud through a megaphone, and that's all that's going on.
Yeah.
Is it not great just that...
Be able to get out?
Just a few years ago, man.
Are you kidding me? You're right.
Oh, there's so many festivals we can have. We got to cover it all and talk. It's absolutely fabulous.
It's great.
People getting together.
It is
love
great.
It.
I mean,
I definitely.
We've returned as close to normal as we can.
Yeah.
I mean, we still got those lingering things that are out there, but, you know, we
don't
have,
worry.
We have those anyway.
We'll vote those out in November.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Come on. Nice here we go. Come on. It's the coffee talking. It's the vodka talking.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Obviously. Yeah, I was going to say when you were talking about, I want to talk about this off the air, I thought, have you heard some of Kevin's commentary? You know, it was like, I don't think you would have to censor that story about Bon Jovi.
It's not too terrible, really.
That's beside the point.
You don't listen for a while.
You want to defame this rock star on the station or not? It's up to you guys.
I mean, if I had a video camera at home when I'm on the air with him, you would not, with the facial expressions and the shaking my head and stuff, yeah.
We need a camera at your house then.
No, that's okay. We don't need a camera at my house, but that's beside the point. So
Bill's full of good ideas.
I'm an idea guy.
So that's the schedule of events this Saturday, September 24th, at the Flora 150th birthday and depot grand opening. They're doing the grand opening of the depot, which they've refurbished, I guess, of sorts. So that's all happening this Saturday in Flora as they celebrate 150 years of being in existence from 1872 to 2022. Their 150th birthday. Also, prior to that, as you heard Tina a few minutes ago with the big Cutler monthly festival, and I saw some Facebook Live about 2 or 3 weeks ago of Cutler. I think it was probably Tina who went live and just was walking around. And they had a ton of people out there.
They do quite a bit over there, and they've actually had tractor pulls, antique tractor pulls over there. And you know, like I said, you get on 75 in Carroll County, and you just kind of go, and you hit Cutler first, and then you got Bringhurst off to the side, off on the east side.
You're in the middle of a tractor pull if you want to be or not.
And then
right?
you go on down to Flora, and then a little farther, you hit Camden.
Camden.
So, and Camden's got a lot of little shops and stuff going on there. They got a huge farmer's market, but I love the fact that we have our own farmer's market right here in Clinton County.
Thank you very much, Mary Lynn.
And Camden
Camden
is the terminus of Highway 75, isn't it? That's the end of Highway 75.
That's the end of 75, yes. Yeah.
Oh, is it
That's
really?
Where it
I,
ends.
Was, I pulled up a map yeah, here.
What is so it? If you is hop it in southern Indiana somewhere and cruise.
Is 25 or 24 that it meets up with the bypass? It meets up with the bypass.
Oh, sure,
up
sure.
There.
To
yeah.
take the yawn over.
So
yeah.
it tees there at 218 then, right? At
no.
Camden?
No.
Isn't that it?
Well, it'll go straight, but it goes straight through Camden.
Oh, 75?
Yeah.
Oh, so it keeps
turns
going.
Into Water Street in Camden. And then it says it keeps going here.
Yeah, it does. It keeps going. It goes on up and hits the bypass.
Oh, okay. So it looks like it ends at 650 North, which is a little to the east of Rockfield, which I don't know where that is. Am I too far north?
It's just a little bird.
So it doesn't end in Camden.
No,
end in Camden.
That's why when I looked on... Yeah.
It goes a little farther, and it, like I said, it hits the bypass.
The bypass.
There. Yeah, we just
I
got
can't
this.
Can't remember if that's 24 or 25, but the bypass up there.
We should
stay
with my family with Ancestry.com and sign and say I was not an explorer.
It's the bypass that connects Logansport and
25.
Delphi. Yeah.
20 miles away from it, and have
and
no idea what I'm talking
Delphi
about.
Delphi and Lafayette.
Fabulous.
So.
Wow.
Well, we started a fun little feature.
I've lived up there for 42 years, so
you better know your way around.
Yeah.
We started a fun little feature here on the Party Line program called Orchids and Onions, and I've got a great big orchid. A lot of you out there, and you probably, Bill and Melissa, know Joe Palmer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Bill, you probably know this, that my girlfriend, Shell, she makes bracelets on the side as a side hustle, right? Mm-hmm. And she had made one for one of our boys, and one of our boys lost it underneath the gazebo at Veterans Park Saturday.
Oh, jeez.
So a big orchid to Joe Palmer, who met me at 11 o'clock at the gazebo yesterday and met me there with a rusty coat hanger, and we scooped down there and got his bracelet.
Well, fantastic.
I held the flashlight for him and did the hard work.
Mm-hmm.
So Joe, you know, he was kind of joking. He said, you could have probably done this without me. I said, yeah, but I just want to make sure I didn't get arrested. You know, you see some guy down at Veterans Park poking around.
Tell you what, I'd have one of the kids up there grabbing it themselves.
Right. He tried the other day. But it wasn't going to happen, no.
How do you get under the gazebo?
Well, there was, you know, that was my first question.
Yeah, just fell through the cracks.
And most of the boards, I was looking, most of the boards are so close together, it couldn't fall.
Yeah.
But, of course, you have to be setting
the
right at the one
location.
It could fall, and it did.
Well, thank you so much for grabbing the one.
Yes.
That's a one-of-a-kind bracelet, too.
It is a one-of-a-kind, handmade and homemade. So, Joe Palmer, a big orchid and a big thank you for yesterday. A couple other things. Wanted to, Bill, would you believe less than a week it's going to be the senior fair?
Won't be long, 33 RPMs.
Goodness. So it's Remembering Past Music is our theme with 33 and a third, the RPM thing. You see what we're doing there.
Yeah.
It's at the Community Life Center in Frankfurt.
It's a stretch, but it works.
Yeah. It is a bit of a stretch.
And it's tricky when you're reading it because it's the 33rd and it's the 33rd. You know, and then
it's
the last tagline is like the 33rd of the... Yeah.
Of the third.
A third.
Yeah.
It's a lot of 33rds. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's a tongue twister. And it's at the Community Life Center in Frankfurt. That's, of course, behind the First Church of the Nazarene at 2056 East Wabash Street. Again, this year, we're doing the free shuttle thanks to BCS Landscape and Design. We get you safely across Mash Road from Frankfurt High School. You park there, we'll bring you across. Over 35 booths from area businesses and organizations. We've got free breakfast, free lunch, and we finally figured out how to do this, Bill, of having one group bring both breakfast and lunch. So we partnered with C&R Catering.
Maybe.
And he's just going to make a day of it. We don't have to worry about if we got to take something out or or get rid of it or haul it off.
People from here have to drive.
No, we don't.
30 minutes from here.
No,
throw it in the back of some weird truck and bring it here and serve it to people.
So he's taking care of
it. Not that's ever happened. That doesn't happen. That never happened. That doesn't.
So thank you, Rodney, for providing breakfast and lunch. We're also having the free health screenings, you know.
Fantastic.
Yep. And bingo with prizes, door prizes, and more fun. We're going to broadcast live there that day. I don't know what capacity that will be.
The bingo. Now, will that be hosted by Shine 99's own Scott Allen?
You know, I don't know.
Okay.
I've not asked
sometimes
him yet.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is. And I've done it before. Kevin's done it before. Mm-hmm. Scott's done it. So, yeah.
I mean, he does a fine job. But Cindy's just easier on the eye.
Well, she's easier on the eyes. And we usually leave Cindy here so she can answer the phones and take care of the day-to-day.
As I say, and sometimes she's got production and
we still have commercials.
Maybe Scott can answer the phone that
things.
Day.
Yeah, maybe get Scott.
I'm just thinking out loud.
No. Quit.
No. Let's just quit while we're behind on that part of the conversation.
I'll shoot Scott Allen a text. See.
Sure, he'll be right over to answer the phone.
Yeah.
I'll check the Indianapolis Indians schedule and see if he's available.
Exactly. We got live entertainment. The Mooncats are going to be there.
There you
50s
go.
And Mooncats. 60s music. Yeah, I think it's funny that they play 50s, 60s music, rock and roll and stuff, but they look more like the Blues Brothers and ZZ Top
together. They do. They do.
Yeah. So, kind of interesting.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So
I pulled up the Mooncats on YouTube a couple weeks ago, and I was pretty impressed.
Well,
not
and they
lie.
Were just here. You know, they just did Thursday Thunder. Mm-hmm. So
they got a look. They definitely have a look. I'm still looking for a look.
Yeah, they got the look. Yeah. Well, you told me you're going to grow your hair out, Bill.
I did my hair really crazy last week for the show. My wife was, like, really unsupportive. It was, like, such a downer.
Yeah. Unsupportive?
Yeah. She thought it looked silly. I don't know.
Yeah,
well, what did you do?
You just kind of have kind of
I have crappy hair now.
rock and roll John Mayer look.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Wow. That's like a handsome guy.
Take that
Thank
as
you.
A compliment.
I took a brush. Uh-huh. And, you know, I don't have any hair much in the middle.
Right.
And so then I, like...
As long as you didn't do a comb over, you're...
No, I didn't comb over.
I was going to say, holy crap, please, don't do that.
I just combed it all up, almost then coming off my head like a V, and then I sprayed it with hairspray, so just, like, sticking up
so
like a
So basically
big
you
giant.
Tried to do a Michael Hall afro type thing.
Yeah, but I'm not...
Michael
my hair's curly.
Has all the hair to go with
At
it.
At least Michael has the hair,
So it's just, like, big, and so I think I'm just going to keep letting it grow, just get bigger, maybe these big, giant wings, and then maybe put, like, silver on it, like Pauly from The Sopranos.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Did you put
I say this to my wife, she shakes her head. What's wrong with you? I
got
to go find a real
husband.
Like, what did I marry? You know?
I got to go with the wife on that one. No.
Or I could just wear the hat. You just wear a hat. But I don't know. But they've definitely got a good look.
I could see you in a fedora type, you know.
Yeah.
I honestly could see you in one of those, a Tobacco Road hat, you know. You know what I'm talking about.
This is going.
Let's figure it out during the commercial.
Let's talk about Rod Stewart, too.
We get off on these tangents, and we have way too much fun with it. But you can get flu and pneumonia shots also.
Yeah.
Be there, you know. Mm-hmm. You can find out if you're pushing that. 60s, 65, you can find out more about Medicare and retiring, Social Security,
That's right.
and all that stuff.
Michelle Boyd will be there with all your Medicare answers.
And do you think the door prizes again, like last year, it says BCS. Do you think it'll be those things like the tablescapes and like the things that sit out front?
Yeah.
I know a couple that we have already. We have Fresita's coupons. We have Bruno's Pizzeria and a lot of others.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can see BCS maybe throwing in a couple of mums or something.
Yeah, they
too,
always bring
so.
Some nice mums and have a nice little setup there.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're coming right back. We got Todd Corey, USB General Manager, next on Wylo's Party Line.